Welcome to the Rhone Podcast. Rhone is a curated physicians network that supports concierge, DPC, and private practices so they can remain independent without being alone. We believe that the future success of primary care requires membership-based medicine practices to thrive. Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Pope, CEO of Rhone, and I'm glad you found us. I hope you enjoy this latest episode of the Rhone Podcast.
But do it in a way where, who do you want to serve? What problems do they have? How are you uniquely capable of solving those problems? Solve them in advance from the position of a guide. And that is the foundation.
Welcome, everyone. We've got an exceptional episode of the Rhone Podcast today. My guest is Dr. Aaron Wenzel with Brentwood MD, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Dr. Wenzel, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Scott, it's my pleasure.
This is the first time you've been a guest on the Rhone Podcast. You run your own podcast, The Future of Medicine. And I'm totally enamored. I'm thrilled to have you as a guest. I've tried to mirror a lot of the things that you do on your podcast, with what we do here, and just trying to be authentic and genuine. So if I'm a little bit nervous here and getting out of the gate, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, please. long time listener, first time caller.
There you go. That's right. Exactly. Perfect. Well, we had the Rhone annual meeting a couple weeks ago, in your backyard, and actually quite literally in your backyard. Mm-hmm. We hosted the Grand Hyatt, there in Nashville. We had a great turnout. You and your lovely family were so, just opened up the doors in Southern hospitality and let us join you in your backyard and host the dinner. I know everyone was absolutely elated. It was such a remarkable occasion, and the opportunities to get some of that face time, have been so few and far between over the last 18 months. And during one of the sessions that we had, at the annual meeting, you got up and took the microphone and started to talk about this really unique concept of something called results in advance. And as I was sitting there, it was one of those moments where it was kind of like you were having an out-of-body experience in how you were, you know, just coming to the core of how you get to this concept and how it's really created a different facet for how you communicate about your business and how you deliver on some of that promise. Aaron, tell us a little bit more about this concept of results in advance and where it really plays into Brentwood MD.
I'd love to. I am probably no different than anybody listening to this in the fact that I was never really formally taught business concepts, although I've always been entrepreneurial, and anybody who is bootstrapping, creating a medical practice that is outside of an insurance-fed model, or even if it's a hybrid where it's insurance and membership-based, you have to really commit to nurturing that entrepreneurial spirit. And one of the things you learn very, very quickly in a business is that marketing is the oxygen of a business, and it is something that, it's not math, it's or science, it's more art. There are some math aspects and some scientific aspects, but there really is, it's more of a craft of communicating. And I became just obsessed with people who mastered the ability to market. I heard it said once that marketing is nothing more than storytelling and sales is nothing more than persuasion. And as I began this kind of self-study of marketing, I gravitated to a guy, his name is Frank Kern, and this is where I got the results in advance topic from, or concept from. And Frank was very clear at pointing out, actually, there's only three ways we can communicate our value to a prospective person. And the first way is you can tell them. So you can shout from a stage, I'm amazing. Don't recommend that. Or you could have someone in the crowd stand up and say, yeah, no, that person is awesome. And that's called a testimonial. And for a long time, testimonials were kind of the holy grail of marketing. But anymore, especially in a world of hyperconnectivity, social platforms, and a real inability to even now with deep fakes, it's so hard to flesh out authentic testimonial pieces of content, because we're savvy and we're constantly being hit with these, and our reflexes, if it's a good testimonial, it's probably paid for.
Right. And there's so much of that, those testimonials that are in fact for sale.
And,
right?
And they are. You can hire an actor, you can storyboard the whole thing, and like, how do you, like, there's a lot of trickery. But there's a third way to communicate to someone that you're good, and that is you can demonstrate that you can help them by actually helping them. And it's the oldest trick in the book. You identify the problem that someone has that is your unique ideal prospect. They have a problem that you're uniquely qualified to solve, and you solve it. And what happens is you end up delivering results in advance, and it is incredibly magnetic to the human, the process of humans accelerating that persuasion, the sales process. And what happens is if you build up enough goodwill in your marketplace, your specific marketplace. So for me, I'm really interested primarily in business executives, business owners. I feel like I identify with them because that is me. So I speak specifically to their challenges and offer solutions in advance, regardless of their ability to pay for my services. And what happens is that this magnetic pull to these ideal patients of mine, members of mine, they self-select and raise their hand. I'm interested in what you're doing. Tell me more about it. And my sales calls end up being more like taking orders. And I'm deeply convinced it is in large part rooted in the fact that, hey, I can deliver. I'm very confident that I can deliver in the things that I talk about. But it's, you know, the customer journey, they may be checking me out or hanging around or snooping around for 18, 24 months. And even if somebody is new to my world, if you hear a voice, just like you do it, Scott, like if you find a new thought leader and you come across their content, a piece of content that really captures you, you binge. You might spend 2-3 days consuming everything that they have. And when you have a library of valuable content that is driven purely with results in advance, these people are like, this is my person. How do I get started? That's the number one question I get is, what is the next step? How do I get started? And it's all rooted in this, I'm just desperate to be useful to a specific person solving specific problems in my unique way. And my people hear my voice and are magnetically drawn to me. And it's actually, there's something else that happens, which is the people who aren't my people are repulsed. When you speak to a specific person, you know, if you're speaking to everybody, you're not speaking to anyone. And by speaking specifically to the person that I want to attract, I'm at the same time simultaneously repulsing people who would not be interested in having that particular problem solved, mostly because they probably don't have that problem.
Right.
So that's results in advance. That's the origin story. You know, and now we've gotten, I mean, I've been making content for probably 3.5 years, but working really strategically at a granular strategy level for the last 2 years consistently. And most people give up on content, and I hear my friends, you know, physician friends or non-physician friends, oh, I tried Facebook, it doesn't work. What do you mean you tried Facebook, it doesn't work? Well, I made this one post and like nobody liked it. So you did it once. You know, it's this is 2 years of I don't care about vanity metrics. I don't care about clicks. I don't care about views. I don't care about shares. What I care about is, is this video solving a problem? Is this blog post solving a problem? Is this podcast addressing a problem that I know my ideal clients are having? And if so, I divorce myself from these vanity metrics and just know that having this library of useful content in my arsenal will over time begin to stack. And there is a tipping point. I don't have all the science to when the tipping point happens. I don't know if you've ever read the book, Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. It's a fantastic book.
Great read. Absolutely great read.
But we have experienced the proverbial tipping point, and I'm convinced it's rooted in being able to deliver, but then building content around our deliverable, whether they have the ability to give me a dollar or not. And I think that really, really becomes an attention grabber in a world where everybody's scheming. Like, I have no schemes. I just want to be useful. And so I give away everything, all of my secret sauce, all of my thoughts, all of my strategy. And I hope it's useful to you. Go find your person. But a fair number of people are raising their hand and wanting to come into our world. And I think that's whatever level of success or growth that we've been experiencing. I think that is one of the major, major, major cornerstones, I think.
So for those listeners who maybe weren't familiar with your practice prior to listening to this episode, the way that you deliver those results in advance is really through a ton of great content that you deliver in a multitude of different channels and venues. And that content isn't talking about Brentwood MD, right? No. You're not pounding your chest. You're not saying, hey, look at how great I am. You're actually giving them content that they can deploy in their lives for things like weight management, for things like sleep management, mental health, like those types of things. And you're truly giving them consumable content that they can put to use. And there's not a fee for that. It's available for free on your website and the different channels. So are there other things you want to elaborate on that front, just so people understand how you're delivering that?
I think another really influential person in my understanding of how to package my brand voice and deliver it to the world in a way that's useful to both the end user, whether they're strangers or they become paying members, but also very useful to the business by creating attention and driving traffic and leads into new members, is a guy named Don Miller. He's actually from the Nashville area. He's a very, 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 very famous author, well accomplished. But he started a company called StoryBrand. And the StoryBrand framework was, I first heard that about 3 years ago. And I was in a room of about 600 really smart people. And I almost had to get up and like walk out of the room. It was so, talk about the out of body experience. He was basically walking through that all marketing is storytelling, and every successful story from the dawn of time is the same. It's the hero's story, right? It's the hero's journey. And most people, when they begin their endeavor to market, it is the, I'm awesome. I can fix your problem. Here's how I'm awesome. And it's awesome. And for the end user, they may hear that and say, well, that's really great that you're the hero, but I'm the hero of my story. I'm looking for a guide. And so on a bumper sticker, all I do is try to give content as a guide to help my ideal person fix a problem that I'm certain they have in the exact way that I would if we were sitting face to face. And I don't differentiate my language. I don't keep it behind lock and key. And it builds a tremendous amount of goodwill. But it's really about being the guide. I'm interested in helping people. Don Miller talks about, you know, everybody is already Princess Leia or, Luke Skywalker in their own story. It's nobody's interested in another Luke Skywalker or a Princess Leia. What they're interested in is they're finding their Yoda. Or their Obi-Wan, right? It's the guide. You need to face Vader. You've got to face, I can help you. I need to show you the ways of the Force. Like, I'm not going to fight for you. And that's Brentwood MD. I want to position as a brand that is more Yoda and Obi-Wan than the hero.
Yeah. No, I think there's a tremendous, like, the thing that I love about both of those concepts, right? Of being the guide in the story versus being the hero, and the concept of results in advance is, and you and I were talking about this even before we jumped on the episode. It's not rocket science. I mean, it's they're pretty simple, direct concepts. And yet you don't really run into enough people or businesses that are choosing to communicate and go about their marketing activities in this way. And, you know, I would encourage the listeners, you know, to go check out the Brentwood MD website, check out the Future of Medicine podcast, you know, just as a couple of examples of where you're deploying that content. Because Aaron, the way that you're doing it with Brentwood MD, I mean, aside from, you know, my evangelical approach to the work that you're doing, I mean, the results are in the pudding, right? And how you've grown your business.
It's been remarkable. And I have had to trust the process. It has taken an incredible amount of work and thoughtfulness and identifying the right team members to help me pull this off. Because at the end of the day, you know, I always say I don't sell cat t-shirts. I'm taking care of real people. And so there are humans on the other end of our transactions, and there are real relationships that are living and breathing and dynamic. And so this becomes more and more important to have a really thoughtful, strategic approach to how you're going to create content. And look, we live in a digital world. We're becoming more digitized, not less. And your digital presence, I mean, if you've got 5 to 10 years in the game and you're going to ride off into the sunset and retire, maybe you can rally and get away with it. But if you've got 10, 20, 30 years left to be competitive in the marketplace and you don't have an actual digital content strategy, you will become irrelevant very, very quickly. You know, Jordan at the talk was talking about all of this money that's coming in the space, the healthcare space. We've got a very narrow window before it is going to be impossible for you to garner any attention, because all of the digital platforms are going to be flooded with brands that have big budgets, understand the power of marketing, and you're going to be a very, very, very tiny fish in a very, very, very big ocean, and you probably won't survive. And this isn't like a doom and gloom. Unless you don't take action. Like, this is really about beating the drum. Like, the time is now. Like, start deploying a content strategy. Start being useful to your marketplace, whether they can pay you or not. This is where you will start to instill reciprocity, strength of brand, brand leverage. Because there is a time in the very near future where there will be a lot of dollars deployed into the marketplace, where everyone's social platforms and everyone's attention is going to be on what are these marketing is coming.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And here's the thing, like, it takes some thoughtfulness, it takes some planning, it takes some work, but the most common behavior in humanity is spending time on the internet. It's far and away the most common behavior of a human on the internet. 90% of human behavior is taking place on one of five platforms, and they're all free. You can have a presence. Like, it's not rocket science, but there is some thoughtfulness. But there is math in the art, there is science in the art, but it's clearly an art. And, like, don't try to be me, don't try to be Brentwood MD, be you.
It's the proverbial, I would have written a shorter letter if I had more time, right? I mean, you invest significantly. Yeah. Or the other one that I like is the duck analogy. Right? On the surface, this looks like it's super easy and graceful and simple, but underneath the water, I mean, there's a lot of work and churn that goes on to make that content concise, to make it directed, to help it serve as that filter that's both attracting your ideal audience and repulsing the one that you don't want. And another important aspect that's involved here, Aaron, is the concept, and you've said the word sales a couple different times, and you mentioned that your quote unquote sales calls now turn into taking orders. And I want to unpack that a little bit more, because this idea of physicians as salespeople, yeah, I think is just dead on arrival out of the gate. I don't think physicians like to sell. I don't think they're good at selling. I don't think they want to be good at selling. I think if a physician wanted to be good at selling, he or she would be a salesperson. Mm-hmm. And yet to run a concierge practice, there's a component of closing deals, absolutely, closing new patients that has to happen. And your concept here around this content and this results in advance eliminates or reduces your need to truly be a salesperson. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us more about that?
Well, I think physicians as a subgroup are hyper repulsed to sales, but humans for the most part hate sales. I mean, it's like what public speaking, buying a car, like people hate being sold. That is a universal human experience. But you know what we love to do? We love to consume. We're a hyper consumer culture, but we want to buy on our terms. We don't want to be sold, but we love to buy. And so then the question is, if we just audit our own behavior, like who are the companies that we're so willing to stand in line and give our hard-earned dollars? And it's clearly a sales process, but it doesn't feel salesy. So the question is, how do you sell without being salesy? And I have found no better way to eliminate, just completely categorically eliminate the salesiness by positioning yourself into the marketplace as a valuable person to be the guide to the dream member you have in your mind. Just be useful to them. There is no sales. We provide a service. That service has a fee. It either makes sense or it doesn't. And I understand. One of the most powerful things I've been able to say on these sales calls is that if it's clearly not a good fit, I've been useful to them. I point them in the right direction. I give them a few references. We kind of are friendly. We have goodwill. And I say, I understand. We're not for everyone. That's it.
I was going to say, I'm curious to know how many of those visits that after people have truly consumed or binged on the results and advanced content that you've created for them, they come into the meeting. You're the same person in all that outward communication as you are, like we're sitting here talking, yeah, on this podcast. I'd be surprised that you run into many people that I would imagine the people.
It's not what I thought it was going to be.
Exactly. And the ones who get to that are the ones who haven't consumed your content up front to begin with. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I have people who show up just because they're Googling in our SEO. We've had an SEO strategy. So we're at the top of Google for people who move here and don't know me from Adam. But if we're talking about topic 1, 2, 3, and I say, would you be interested in learning more about that or what I have to say about that? And they say, yeah. And then I say, well, do you like to watch videos or read or would you rather listen? And they're like, oh, well, I'd like to read, or I'm old school. I print it out and I highlight, or I love podcasts. Great. I have some content I'm going to share with you. And I will tell you, Scott, and this is the most we've talked about how to do this to build a business on the front end of the customer journey as they raise their hand and say, yes, I would like to be a member. You are my person. The back end of that transaction is the relationship. And what I then am able to do, because I have a library of assets that are in my voice, useful to the right kind of people, I can just fire off all kinds of natively produced, it's IP, it's intellectual property. And it's sticky, Scott. Like, we don't lose anyone. And it's shareable. Hey, my guy, he wrote this on intermittent fasting, or, you know, here are some thoughts on the Women's Health Initiative or whatever. Like, hey, this is a really controversial topic. We did a 100-hour dive on this. We produced this content. And if it's interest, I'm not pushing it on them. if we're talking about the Women's Health Initiative and a woman has some questions, kind of useful to have an opinion really packaged and buttoned up that I can just hand to her. And it's very shareable. It establishes, it anchors them in the relationship. I really did make the right decision. Wow, how did he know I would be curious? Like, he has all this on standby. When does he have to? It starts to play with their mind in a good way. And these people are just deeply anchored in the relationship. So if I just had the ability to have an asset library for existing and ongoing patients, just to give them tools, I would still do this strategy because it is, I can't tell you the amount of satisfaction I get from being able to fire off four pieces of content for four unique challenges that a individual in front of me, and I do it right in front of them. Doop, 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 doop. You know? And they're like, wow, you wrote this? Wow, you did this? Oh, this is really great. And they become evangelistic about us and they want to share it. And they're like, oh yeah, well, what, you have a concierge doc? What's the big deal? Well, you know, does your guy or gal do this? Does he do this? And Jordan talked about how do you be different?
Yeah.
You know, it's, I'm interested in having assets and they are worth the investment. In the short term, they require time, money, effort, energy. But now I have, I don't know, I have a content Google sheet that's organized by blog post, by podcast episode, and by every video. And there's probably 500 assets.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Oh, it's super impressive. And, you know, for the listeners who are kind of thinking about this and going, wait a minute, you've created all that content. You should put that behind a paywall and people should have to, you know, pay to get access to all of that. But that notion is the complete antithesis.
Yeah.
To your that results is in advance.
A strategy. But the problem with, and there are some people who can get away with that, you know, because they established their brand and they have enough brand strength to warrant the paywall. But if you're just getting started, look, like information is a commodity. If somebody is curious and they have the internet, they're not lacking for information. They have plenty of information. They're lacking wisdom and insight. Yeah. And if everybody's thesis is I have to make someone pay, how do you be different, Scott? Give it away. Because here's the thing, whether you want to give it away or not, somebody like me is willing to give it away.
Yeah. It feels like there's a Red Hot Chili Peppers song that needs to be inserted here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll leave that for your post-editing team to throw that in.
Perfect. Well, Aaron, I could talk to you. I've loved this conversation. I could talk to you for another hour or more, especially on kind of the sales and marketing front, but we're unfortunately at time. Any parting words before we
wrap up? Yeah, I would just want to encourage all of my fellow brothers and sisters who are trying to do something as incredible and as important as build a concierge practice. Don't overlook the investment of building digital assets in a digital world. Don't overthink it. Be useful to the people who you would, if you could take care of anyone, who would you take care of? And what two or three problems do they have that you are absolutely convinced that if you only got paid, if you could deliver the result, it would be that problem. Make content there. It's time. And it's 10 times harder in your head. And if, you know, people have questions, they can reach out to me. I'd be happy to help. And if you don't know what to do, don't even listen to a word I'm saying, just watch what I'm doing. Go to the YouTube page, go to our podcast page, go to the website, just pay attention from afar to what I'm doing. If what I'm saying is overwhelming, just pay attention to what I'm up to and you'll start to see some of the art and the science and the math behind the art.
Dr. Aaron Wenzel with Brentwood MD, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Scott.
Excellent guest. I hope you come back soon.
I hope to be invited.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Roan Podcast. If you enjoyed your time here, be sure to subscribe. If you have a story you would like to share on the Rome podcast, I encourage you to reach out. After all, we are stronger together. Now, I invite you to take a few for you and enjoy 3 minutes of relaxing audio. Be well, my friends.